This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Matthews, M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S. First name is Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A. Date of birth, April 3rd, 1960. Date of evaluation, April 18, 2024. The referring physician, Dr. Jake Smith. The chief complaint, the patient is a 64-year-old African-American female who is seen preoperatively, period. She is known to have history of bradycardia periprocedurally, period. For this reason, she had been referred for evaluation, period. She has had no chest pain or palpitation, but reports symptoms of dyspnea worsened by exertion at less than one block, period. The patient, again, denies any symptoms of exertional chest pain, period. Her past medical history, one, chronic kidney disease, next number, chronic pain syndrome, next number, hypertension. Next number, sickle cell trait. Next number, CVA times 5. Next number, TIA times 3. Past surgical history, right total knee replacement in 2019, C-section times 1, tubal ligation, pilonidal cyst treatment at age 16. Medications, clonidine, 0.3 milligrams BID, Losartan, 100 milligrams daily, amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily, atorvastatin daily. Allergies, lisinopril, results in itching and alopecia. She is further allergic to verapamil and atenolol, period. The family history, mother had hypertension and diabetes. Father had hypertension and CVA. Social history, she reports history of cigarette smoking, marijuana, and alcohol use, but denies other drug use. The review of systems. Neurologic, she reports headache. Constitutional, she has had weight gain. Nose, she reports sinus problems. Respiratory, she has had dyspnea. Musculoskeletal, she has right knee pain. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination. Vital signs. Blood pressure 152/92. Pulse rate 61 beats per minute. Respiratory rate 20. Height 69 inches. Weight 234 pounds. In general, the patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Period. The impression, this is a 64-year-old female was seen preoperatively. She was noted to have episode of bradycardia periprocedurally, period. Patient has been relatively asymptomatic, but given her bradycardia, she had been referred for further evaluation. She is noted to be slightly hypertensive, period. I suspect that her bradycardia is secondary to clonidine, period. She is asymptomatic from saying. I have ordered echocardiogram. period, if echocardiogram is normal, would proceed with surgical procedures, clinically indicated, period. She has dyspnea and exertion, but again, she has no other cardiac symptoms. Patient is further known to have history of COPD and moderate asthma without complication, period. She further has history of lumbar spondylosis with myelopathy, chronic pain syndrome, and stress incontinence of urine, period. Again, she is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same. Addendum of note, during her periprocedural episode of bradycardia, her heart rate apparently went down to 46 beats per minute, period. She previously took 600 TID of gabapentin. This had been reduced to 300 TID due to renal disease, period. This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson ending dictation on patient Jake Carey Smith. Thank you.